Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
More by committee, there's no doubt. That's a tough loss. I feel really bad for Austin. Incredible contributor in the locker room and on the field. Was really playing at a high level this year, so that hurts. But we have some young backs that are excited to get more touches, and so it'll be kind of that group that's been playing, just getting more of the load.
Cliff Kingsbury with the media today out in Ashburn. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. So the guy that I mentioned that could still factor into this before it's all said and done too is Chase Edmonds. Edmonds comes to Washington as a free agent addition. He's on the practice squad. He could be elevated at any point. Heck, he could be active this weekend. Very unlikely, because they were not activating four running backs. They're only keeping three up in the past. And that's why, you know, Chris Rodriguez wasn't getting the nod.
Yep.
But if they wanted to go in a different direction and start doing that, then both Rodriguez and he could be up on game day. But we last saw Edmonds with the Tampa Bay Bucs in 2023. Actually wasn't in the NFL playing in games actively healthy in 2024. So you fast forward now, he's 29 years old. It's been a little while. I always feel like when you miss a season, and your last uber productive run was three or more years ago, especially at that position, I am turning the expectations way, way, way down.
Yeah, the old knob is going to the left there on that one.
So I happen to think it's kind of whatever you get's a bonus situation. But they've got interesting names, right? Edmonds, Donovan Edwards, who's a former national champion at Michigan, who, if you remember, was in a timeshare at Michigan with
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum was now with the Rams. And they were kind of this thunder and lightning tandem, and Edwards was a burner. But he's a big guy when you look at his size, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He never really had huge seasons at Michigan. He had a 990-yard year, was kind of the biggest and best that it was. Otherwise, he averaged around 4 or 5 yards a carry. But it just hasn't gone very well for him in the league since he got to the NFL. He's bounced around a little bit, just got cut, and has played for the Jets and now the Commanders. But he's 22 years old, so he's young. There's upside there. He comes from a big-time program, played marquee college football. They like what they've got in the building, and I understand why. I mean, they've got quantity. They feel like they've got quality. We're going to find that out as we go.
Indeed. I wanted something more secure, more certain, you know, in that running back room, but they were clearly comfortable, right? They didn't want to invest very much at all. They had Eckler coming back, who I was enamored with, who I loved, but not any more than, say, 125, 130 touches overall when you add up carries and receptions. We didn't even get there, you know, just because of the injury that happened. Just sucks. But the rest of it, I was, you know, I thought we're going to do another Brian Robinson dance until they finally realized, nope, that ain't it. And they moved off of him. Really a vote of confidence in Crosky Merritt. Well, here you go. I mean, the equivalent to me would be like, all right, when is Ben Sinnott going to take his turn? And before this year, they said, you know what? Thanks, Zach Ertz, for the time. We're gonna let the kid do it. They did that at the running back spot. So it seems like now's the time, right?
I'm glad you brought up Brian Robinson, by the way, because I don't think in any way this should be a referendum on trading him. I know that one of the national takes that I heard in a couple of places,
because it's easy, right?
Right, was like, oh, they shouldn't have traded Brian Robinson. Because you look at him, he was a third-round pick. He's 26 years old. Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler did very different things for this team, very different roles. Could Robinson catch the football better than people thought? Yes. But is he going to have the same shiftiness, make you miss, that Eckler had, that they're going to, you know, be longing for? Absolutely not. That is what McNichols gives you a little bit of. That is what Kroski Merritt's got more of. Chase Edmonds has been that guy when he was younger in his career. That's what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
They're looking for. Robinson, in case you're curious, has actually already carried the ball 15 times in two games for San Francisco. Just tells you they played two very different games.
Yes.
Because Washington, collectively, all their running backs basically have 15 carries.
Yeah, they don't have a guy with 15, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey has 30 or whatever he's got. And B-Rob, the second running back for the Niners, has 15. But he went 6 for 20 in game one. He went 9 for 33 in game two. So you're talking about an average through two games of 3.5 yards per carry, which is basically what we came to expect here. And he doesn't have a single run of longer than 9 yards. And the stat I kept bringing up before they traded him was Brian Robinson ranked 86th in the NFL in the percentage of his carries that go for 10 yards. So I don't think trading him was a mistake. Certainly wasn't when they made it. And even after this Eckler injury, I don't feel any differently. Like, sinking or swimming with Kroski Merritt and the rest of these guys won't change how I feel that if B-Rob was here, you're still in a spot where you miss Eckler. Because it's not the running of the football. It's the other stuff.
It's everything else.
That wasn't necessarily B-Rob's strength. Let's go to Brian in Lovettsville, who joins us on The Fan. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
You kind of stole my thunder. I thought I was going to come with this thought-provoking point about Chase Edmonds and Donovan Edwards being on the practice squad, but you beat me to it. So, yeah, I do think that they are both better options as far as replacing Eckler's production, you know, as far as being a third down, like, scat pack type. I think they really could have a hidden gem in Donovan Edwards. And given how old this entire roster is right now, it would be great to see us have, you know, develop a young guy and turn out to be something. Another name I'll throw out there, if we're going to stick to being, you know, kind of like the retirement home of teams, is Daryl Patterson. I might be saying that wrong, but he's on.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, long time return man. I mean, look, Cordarrelle Patterson is, I mean, he's another journeyman who's been all over the place. I don't know how much you want to have, you know, the running back retirement home. He's 34 years old. I'd rather go younger with guys like Edwards, who's 22, kick the tires, see if he can figure something out. But yeah, if you want to just keep bringing some guys in, because to your point, could he be interesting out of the backfield? Could he be a pain catching the football? No doubt about it. That's certainly something they could do. They worked out several running backs, by the way. Like, one of the ones that they signed, we all know about, because they actually put pen to paper with Edmonds, but they worked out supposedly like 5 or 6 running backs over 2 weeks who have been known to be pass catchers at different points. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Grant. What's happening? Top of the day to you, Dan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, Grant, you're spot on, man. I think they could have got a couple of gems with Edmonds and Edwards, man. They're both solid backs, and I understand about the reps and everything and being around. But, man, like you said, Grant, man, these are younger guys. And, man, from what I remember watching them in college and in the pros, man, these guys are solid, man. And that's good to see them pick up and, you know, help the team if they can.
I just like adding youth to this group, Mark. I mean,
yeah, let's
lower
that average age a little bit, especially when you're talking about someone that's going to come in and play 100 snaps for you this week. if you're talking about depth and development, that's what the whole practice squad is for. That's, to me, that's the idea here.
Yeah, and the practice squad, by the way, is now become where you're just stashing 34-year-olds for a lot of teams.
Well, that's like, true, too. Yeah.
It used to be that the practice squad was, here's your undrafted free agent who isn't ready for the bright lights, so we'll keep him around this year, and then next year after we've essentially redshirted him, he can play. Now your practice squad is like, you signed Amari Cooper last week, and you're getting him into shape. I mean, because the rules have changed so much. What an opportunity for Crosky Merritt, though.
Without a doubt. I mean, you master those things that Cliff Kingsbury was talking about, and that you and I have hit on, the stuff that isn't always noticeable when you're just watching a game here and there. You notice the guy with the ball in his hands, oh, nice juke, nice run, etc. It's that the intimate knowledge of where everybody's supposed to be, where the pressure's coming from, the pass blocking, the receiving, the intricacies there that a lot of guys have made careers out of. If you're good enough in that regard to go with your running ability, turn him loose, but that's what we don't know yet.
Jeremy McNichols is the only guy standing between you and being a three-down back in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
2 games into your rookie season after being drafted in the 7th round. Think about that. What an amazing collection of circumstances to have gotten him here. But it is, as far as he goes, from a value standpoint, it's a rocket ship. You know, he and his agent have to be just counting their blessings. You've got a golden chance in a lead offense, in a backfield with Jaden Daniels. You know, the other guys that are in this read option scenario with the running quarterbacks, we're talking about like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. A 7th-round pick who's been at 3 different colleges, barely got drafted, 2 games in, is about to basically, if he can overtake Jeremy McNichols, get a chance to be a, you know, a 1,000-yard, 1,200-yard type back if he can put it all together. That's an amazing story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.